I'm joined now by News Talk's technology correspondent Jessica Kelly, and we weren't talking during the ad break at all.
Very
professional here. Now you've done the cruelest of cruel things.
You're
going to talk about technology and how fantastic technology is and how brilliant it is, yet here I am holding nothing more than a Bic biro. You didn't bring it to studio
without a lid as well. Where's your lid?
I don't know.
That's going to get all over your shirt now.
I chew the lids. That's what they're for. Why have you not brought the HTC squeezable phone for me to play with?
Because it has just been announced and unveiled about 2 hours ago. So HTC, they launched a few different phones. Pat and I spoke about the first two phones back in January after CES in Las Vegas, and they were good phones, but there was no sort of wow factor there. So HTC have literally just, as I said, 2 hours ago, unveiled the HTC U11, and it's nicknamed the Squeeze because you can squeeze it.
But why would you want to squeeze your phone?
So the idea is that, you know, the way I was at a briefing on Monday and I got to have a play around with this phone, and they spoke to us about the phone, and what they're saying is typing is dead, man. People want to interact with their phones in a new way. So they want to use voice control and they want to use other gestures.
I've started doing that a lot more recently.
Chatting to the phone?
Yeah, you look mad, right?
Mm.
But you're actually dictating emails and text messages. And unlike 2 years ago when gobbledygook would have appeared on the screen, my phone now understands me.
It's gotten so much better, and it's going to advance that bit further. Anyone who has an iPhone, for example, you know, I have an iPhone at the moment, and I can tell Siri to set my alarm every morning. I can, you know, send messages. I can do whatever I want, make calendar appointments, which is a big one, and we'll come to that in a second.
I'm not that friendly with my Siri now. She just dictates text messages for me.
Oh, she's a great girlie. Like, she can do amazing things. Yeah. Like, and the thing is, you have to take time to get used to it and know that the limits of it and know the capabilities of it, but there's huge potential there. And I suppose as technology evolves and artificial intelligence becomes more and more part of our lives, those of us who use the likes of Google Calendar or iOS Calendar, if you have all of your appointments in there, your phone will be able to tell you things that will make your everyday life a bit easier and a bit more efficient, I suppose. So a feature of the new HTC U11 is that if you have all of your appointments in your calendar and it sees that you're going to take that and the concert finishes at 10:30 at night, your phone will then recalculate the battery capacity to ensure that your phone gets you through the day. If it thinks that you're not going to get through it because it sees that, you know, you've got a meeting that you'll probably take a lot of photographs at or whatever it may be, it'll remind you to charge your phone at 5 o'clock to ensure that your battery life will then get you through until 10 o'clock or 10:30 at night.
Yeah,
so it's starting to learn from you.
But the squeezy bit.
If
I squeeze my phone, what will my phone do?
If you have the HTC U11, if you do a short squeeze out of the box, it'll open the camera. So that's literally just picking up your phone and kind of pinching the sides ever so slightly. It'll open out the camera. You can then squeeze it again to take photographs rather than having to do that awkward thing of, you know, when you take your phone out of your pocket and you have to readjust it in your hand and then get it up and take a selfie.
That terrible 3 seconds where you have to, you know, do something. But how can security be maintained? Because the idea of the touchpad, the fingerprint ID means that, you know, you couldn't pick up my phone and take a photograph and leave it there.
So the idea is, well, I could do that and I probably will at some stage. But the idea with the squeeze, it's all about making it easier for the user. Now, the thing with the squeeze is you're not going to be able to get into anyone's data or anything like that. All the squeeze does is launch an app. So as I said, the short squeeze can launch the camera. But if you like Spotify, if you use Spotify or Apple Music or whatever it may be on your phone, you can set it so that when you do a short squeeze, that app launches. You can do a longer squeeze and that'll open another app. So there's the two squeeze functionalities that'll allow you to, I suppose, not have to open your screen, find the app you want, and then open the app out. It's a small difference that is, look, let's call a spade. It's very hard to stand out in the smartphone game now. You know, they all kind of look similar. Samsung's big difference was the infinity screen. So their screen is...
Wraparound.
It's a completely beautiful screen. iPhone, we're expecting a new phone from them in the coming months. They'll need to up their game somewhat to try and compete.
But a lot of them, like the metal case that used to be on the iPhone, they're kind of moving away from that. Now, with this technology, does it feel squeezy? Because, you know, you haven't brought one in for me to use, so I'm going on your second-hand information.
Well, you can blame HTC for that now, to just launching their phone 2 hours before I go to air. How selfish of them. So the way it works is it's still a fully solid device. It just uses sonar technology. So basically, or not sonar technology, when you're pressing the side of the phone, basically, there's no squeeze there. It's just using the pressure of your hands. So the idea with this is that it can work with, if you've got gloves on, if you're in the rain, no matter where you are, it's how you pick up the phone and it will work. So it's a very clever idea. I don't know, it's ultrasound that it works with, by the way, not sonar, ultrasound. Okay. I don't know if I would pay €749 out of a shop for a squeezy phone.
Yeah, it's a lot of cash. Now, the headphones?
The headphones are very nice. Cool. They're using HTC USonic in-ear technology. So this has active noise cancellation capability.
Do they have a wire?
They do have a wire.
Do they have a wire that comes to a point where it has a jack on the end?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It has a USB-C. Now, the thing to note is that it does come with a USB-C to mini jack adapter. So for those of you who do have your fancy headphones that you love and that you're used to using, you can do that.
Why did they do this, Jessica?
There's a few different reasons.
Like the jack was fine. Why did they change
it? Well, do you know what? I'm using an iPhone 7 at the moment, as I say, and it's really annoying me that I can't charge my phone and listen to music or podcasts at the same time. It is so frustrating. And at the time, Apple were like, oh, who does that? I do it. I want to do it every night and I can't. And it's so frustrating. But look, this looks like the way they're all going to go. Samsung kept the jack on their S8. HTC have done away with it for the USB-C port. It's a really impressive phone. Internally, just to give you a quick rundown, they have an incredibly impressive processor. There's 64 gigs of inbuilt storage, and that can be increased to 2 terabytes of storage if you have a micro SD card. And there's 4 gigs of RAM. We spoke about the battery as well. So the phone learns from your behaviours and it can look at your calendar. So if you fill your calendar with every appointment you have, you'll get the most out of your battery because it'll learn what you do. It'll also learn what you use most and prioritise what notifications you see. So it's clever, but...
Yeah, not Russian.
I need to get one in. We need to have a proper play with it and see what we think.
We were talking about Netflix there a minute ago. Are they price hiking again?
They're trialing things. So Netflix are always trying new things with their services. And
I don't mind them. No problem with them trialing things. Charging me more money makes me quite sad.
Well, if you were living in Australia, that's my Australian accent, by the way, you're welcome. You may have noticed that they've increased the price for those looking to join the service on weekends by up to $3 dues.
Why would you join it on the weekend?
So the idea is that it's kind of reflecting the demand. So, you know, if you go to book a train, for example, at, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's going to be more expensive than if you booked it for 2 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it's just that they're seeing a surge in the number of people flocking to Netflix on the weekend, and they're looking to see if they can get away with charging more for that.
You've just ruined it now, because you've told people that they should get Netflix on a Wednesday as opposed to a Saturday. But I'm decrying that as stupid. Do you know anything about Lenovo laptops?
Yes.
Are they any good?
Yes, they are. And Lenovo, actually, they make brilliant machines, and they're underrated because they're not one of the bigger name brands, but you can get some great ones. A lot of people are already emailing me and tweeting me asking about back to college deals, trying to look out for, if they're planning for September. Lenovo are definitely ones to look at. We actually had a guide up. I can tweet it out from the APAC and ENT account in a few minutes, of a guide to laptops to look out for. There's some amazing deals. Never pay more than 600 quid for a laptop unless you're looking for something that's,
super duper. An iMac or something.
Yeah, or even, certain, if you're a graphic designer, you might need certain RAM power, you might need certain software. I would not pay more than 600 quid for a laptop.
Is an iMac still a thing? Because I just said that out loud.
It is, yeah. Is it? Well,
okay, that's fine. I knew that. Jessica Kelly, technology correspondent with News Talk. Thank you very much.